Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:09 Friday morning. It seems like just 5 days ago, it was Monday morning, and we were talking about getting a week going, and here we are Friday, 9 o'clock. Time to talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking before the Father's Day weekend. How you doing, Ian McNulty?
Doing great, Tommy. Great to be back with you. And yeah, that's right, man. If you and I are talking, it means it is Friday.
Is it raining at your house? Because, you know, these pop-up showers, it's funny, because I do remember one time, and my uncle lived across the street, it was raining at my house and not at his, because there has to be a line, right? But these showers pop up. It pops up in West Wego. I wouldn't bet that it's going to go to Chalmette. You never know. They pop up, they disappear. Where do they go, right?
I live in a Camelback, which is, of course, very long design style. And it's true. Yeah, it's been raining in my backyard and drying on the street outside.
Really? Seriously or not?
Yes, no, absolutely. Just the other day, I was walking along Bayou St. John, doing a little exercise walk. And there was water sprinkling on the bayou. You could see the drops hitting the water, and I was dry on the walking path.
Now I have heard it all. Rain in Ian McNulty's backyard, but not in the front yard.
That's right. Yeah, something about the devil and red beans and rice, and I don't know. There's probably a folk saying.
But Lisa Bonet? Lisa Bonet? Remember that movie?
I do. That's summertime in New Orleans, Tommy. It's we take our pleasures where we can, especially with these little pop-up storms that cool everything down. Mm-hmm. And we look for great screaming deals at restaurants in the summertime.
We sure do. Have you found any?
We are loaded with them. This whole week has been us going out and eating at restaurants to find good deals. Many reports to come. But the big one coming up is Restaurant Week, which starts on Monday. It's coming up next week. All next week is Restaurant Week, 7 days, more than 100 restaurants are taking part, and they have lots of different menus. Many of these restaurants will do a different one for breakfast, brunch, lunch, brunch, dinner. And so, simple math tells you there's hundreds of different deals out there. This is something that comes along every year. They used to do it in September, and frankly, it kind of bled into culinary when they did it that way. Culinary happens in August. The entire month of August is a very similar structure with these set price, set menu restaurant deals. But they moved it to June to sort of kick off the summer. Something you and I have talked about a lot over the last few weeks is, the difficulties restaurants face in summertime when tourism slows and all the costs that they're up against and, the good motivation for people to get out there and go revisit their favorites or check out a new place when the local dollar matters most. But it's really just the pleasure of it in the summertime because the restaurants go more than halfway to make it worth your while. And Restaurant Week is a great example of that. And I did a story, Tommy, this week kind of breaking down the basics of it all. I can go over the very quickly what the basics are. But the overall theme is it's not just a call of like, oh, you should go out and go and eat at a restaurant because it's good to support your neighbors. It's you get to experience the richness that the city has in its culinary scene without all the tourists around. It's like we have the campus back to ourselves for the summer. And we get to see the things that are drawing people here throughout the year that have made New Orleans this worldwide destination for people just to come and eat at our restaurants. And we have a little better access to it in the summertime. And it's more of us and our neighbors and our friends populate the dining rooms and the bars. So Restaurant Week really kind of frames that all up nicely. And it's an incredibly diverse roster of restaurants that are taking part this year because of the price ranges that they've arranged. Tommy, it's everything from the oldest restaurant in New Orleans, Antoine's, mm-hmm. to one of the newest, 34, Emerald's amazing new Portuguese restaurant. Grand Dame restaurants like Arno's going out of their lane, like putting on different things on the menu that you really don't find there on a regular basis. To really like neighborhood gems that are put together these screaming deals for you. Great example of that. I mean, you can go from Nobu, which is like really one of the most expensive restaurants I've ever dined in. This is the Japanese restaurant that Caesar's Casino. I mean, they're famous for being a magnet for famous people and for being very expensive. I mean, that's their brand. But they've put together a dining deal. On the other end of the spectrum, there's Katie's in Mid-City. And you look at these menus, you say, oh, Katie's, yeah, I've been there all the time. It's not an expensive restaurant. No, but when you look at what they're putting together under the price range of the set price menu, you're coming away with crab cakes, shrimp remoulade, an entire pizza, a whole another fourth course. Sometimes these restaurants will throw in an extra course or an extra cocktail just to sweeten the deal. Mm-hmm. So the basic parameters of Restaurant Week are this. Set price, pre-fee, it's a set menu of multi-courses. Lunch, two courses for no more than $25. Brunch, two or three courses, no more than $36. All the particulars are on the website. But at dinner time, there's two tiers, either $32 or $56 for three-course meals. But then that's just like the starting point. So a lot of restaurants will do prices under that. A lot of restaurants will throw in an extra. If you go to Two Jacques, for instance, you're getting a Sazerac or a French 75 just right off the top. That's not a course. That's just here's a welcome cocktail. So it's always interesting to me with Restaurant Week and culinary in August, what these restaurants do to show what they can bring to the table, to kind of woo the locals again and to put together good deals. And it, this time around, it really is interesting that it goes from the very highest end restaurants. Myth River is another one that's an opulent restaurant, Tommy. It's in the Four Seasons Hotel. It's Alain Chaille's ode to New Orleans cooking. It's really, you feel like Gatsby when you're in there. But you can, just follow the parameters of their deal and it's suddenly approachable. And on the other end of the spectrum, you can go to Blue Oak Barbecue in Mid-City and get a two-course lunch of all the smoked meat you could ever want, mm-hmm. for $25 or maybe less. Maybe they'll throw in an ice cream sundae at the end. It's interesting to look over the menus and to see how they cut it all up. I have a story on NOLA.com that has a few different ideas for that. Like, if you're chasing after a signature dish, if you've ever had the fried chicken that Dookie Chases, that's a bucket list dish for a lot of people. That's on their Restaurant Week lunch menu. If you remember the restaurant Gabrielle, it's been around for a long, long time. Pre-Katrina, it was up by City Park on Esplanade Avenue for the last, 10 years or so. It's been on Orleans Avenue, or actually right by Dookie Chase, come think of it. Greg Saunier has been at it forever. He's a protege of the great Paul Prudhomme. And he always has a gumbo on his special menus. And this time around, it's like a smoked guinea hen and sausage gumbo. And it ends with the peppermint patty, which is a dessert that's been on their menu forever. And I know there are some long-lived listeners out there, Tommy, who will remember that peppermint patty, mm-hmm. this dessert, was named for Patty Constantine, who had a restaurant called Constantine's on Oak Street back in the day, back mm-hmm. in the 80s, which is before my time. Not on this planet, but covering restaurants in New Orleans. And that is a dish that lives on and is on their Restaurant Week menu. So sometimes it's about like destination dining. I'm going to set a date to go try this dish or revisit this restaurant. There's more than 100 taking part this year, so tons and tons of options.
Somebody texted in, and this is some homework for you, I guess, maybe to do during the commercial break, is that they and a group of friends want to get together and support New Orleans restaurants, but they want you to give them a list of bucket list restaurants / dishes that maybe every New Orleanian should try but maybe has never. And I think that's an interesting concept. So you can work on that during a break. One question I have is, why do I always look? I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I never could separate Journey from Foreigner when it comes to musical groups. I don't know why, but I just can't. I'm the same with Arnold's and Antoine's. Why can't I separate those two?
That's pretty funny. I mean, the problem I hear from people is they...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're told they're going to meet up for dinner at Arno's, and so they get all dressed up and go to the French Quarter, and what their friends meant was R&O's.
Oh, Lord. That's a big conflation. Yes, that's not the same at all. No.
Antoine's and Arno's, though, I can see. These are both historic restaurants. Mm-hmm. They're in the French Quarter. They're gigantic. They stretch over this sort of campus of rooms. They serve French Creole cuisine, and they're New Orleans originals. Yes, there can be two different originals, and they're two good examples of that. You know, if you happen to go to one, you're supposed to go to the other. They're only a couple blocks away. It's a go-cup journey across the French Quarter. No more of the distance than a go-cup will stand you.
Who's got the puff potatoes?
They all do. Okay. These are the souffle potatoes.
Yeah.
This is one of the Creole dishes from the Creole canon. And, you know, frankly, I think the old line restaurants kind of argue about who does them best or who has them. I know that Arno's certainly promotes them the most. They make a big deal out of their souffle potatoes, and they're fabulous. And even if you – it's a thing, too, like about these restaurants. You think, like, oh, I have to go on a special event or this big occasion. Maybe it's going to be Father's Day or anniversary. These restaurants have bars now. You can go in and get a taste of what these restaurants are, even if you're by yourself. We talked about solo dining earlier with one of the WWL reporters. You know, solo dining is a joy in and of itself. These restaurants, they now have bars, even the old line places. You can set up at the bar, have yourself a cocktail, get a plate of souffle potatoes. Then you're off to whatever else you're doing that night, or you're making a dinner of it at the bar.
Who's the WWL reporter?
That's right.
Who was the WWL reporter?
It was one of your guys through the day. He called me up. We chatted about solo dining and trends in dining.
I thought it was a lady from the TV station. I'm going to say I'll go with them. Antoine's is known for Baked Alaska and Oysters Rockefeller, correct? And Arnold's, I remember being at a celebrity dinner with the guy that Jay North that played Dennis the Menace with some listeners, and we had the previous year gone with Jerry Mathers, was very friendly, but then Jay North apparently didn't have a very good experience. So I'm going to be hail fellow, well met, start conversation at the table. So Jay, what was it like? What was it like playing Dennis the Menace? And he just turned completely dark and said it was terrible. My aunt and uncle abused me, and left the table speechless, and I didn't know where to go from there, so I just ordered some more puffed potatoes. We'll take a break, and we come back. More with Ian McNulty on that note. Covers food, dining, culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We'll get some bucket list restaurants and dishes if you want to try some different restaurants in the summertime in New Orleans, which we all encourage locals to do. Also, some Father's Day suggestions. Somebody wants to know a place to host a wedding rehearsal dinner. And then somebody else said, very nice column about Terra Nova's closing. Only in New Orleans. You can address that when we come back. Ian McNulty. Our pleasure. He covers food, dining, culture every Friday for us here on WWL and for, on a daily basis, the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. We'll continue when we return. We'll reconvene on WWL. 927, talking to Ian McNulty as we normally do. In the second half of the hour, we're going to talk to Jeffrey Mason. He's an author, creator, and founder of the best-selling Hear Your Story line of guided family keepsake journals. And Ian McNulty, I found this. Somebody gave it to me, actually. It's $14.99. A magazine, believe it or not, is $15 these days. And it's a nice little book that says, Dad, I want to hear your story. And they have a lot of questions in it that I wish I could give to my father and ask him. Like, when did you have money when you were a kid? What did you typically spend it on throughout the teenage years? Did you have any pets? What was your typical day like as a teenager? Did you go to any school dances, those kind of things? Describe the place when you were an adult. How many bedrooms, bathrooms did it have? Those are things I think we all would like to know about our parents that we don't know. And this is a nice little thing for $15. You can write it all down, and then they have a keepsake for it.
That's nice. Yeah. That's the kind of thing I think about with family around Father's Day and Mother's Day. Maybe Father's Day especially, when my father's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. You tend to think of a legacy and memorial in the past tense. But, you know, with my dad, I can tell you this. The thing that we connected on was around food, right? He wasn't a big foodie. He wasn't a gourmet. But my dad was the kind of guy who, like, you know, you just started asking him questions like that. Yeah, I guess he'd play game. But really, like, the we needed, like, a third party in the room to be able to talk comfortably. And very often, food was the third party, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if we went out to get a dozen donuts at his favorite place, we could talk more freely and just naturally if there was some other task at hand. I think some other people could relate. It doesn't have to be food, but maybe your dad is the most comfortable over the crawfish pot, mm-hmm. or over the barbecue pit or at the golf course or what have you. But this is my kind of evergreen Father's Day advice for people who are still wondering, like, oh, should I go do something with dad at a restaurant or whatever? Yeah, do it around food that he loves and where he's at is his comfort level. Maybe that's a steakhouse. Maybe that's an oyster bar. Maybe that's the backyard cooking up some food. Crawfish are still rolling. You know, it's all about what that person in your life, you know, where their zone is, where their sort of bliss is, and connecting with them through that. And I think we're very lucky.
And that's why I have the author on, because you never know. And then you see something and you say, that's a hell of an idea. And that's why I wanted to have him on, because it's a hell of an idea. All right, let's talk about your Terra Nova's story. What is all that about?
Oh, yeah, so Terra Nova is this... and I'm using the present tense here because they're not done, but it is a legacy business. It's this grocery store on Esplanade Avenue, and it amazes me when people haven't heard about it because it's been such a part of my life. I would go shopping there all the time for the past, I don't know, 20 years or so since I discovered it. But it made 100 years. It was this old-fashioned Italian grocery store where, you know, little prices were on all the products, and they rang up. The family ran it themselves. It was the husband, the wife, the son, and his wife. That's it. The man who ran it was, you know, grew up upstairs where his mama lived, and for all her life. I mean, it was a bit of Moonstruck and Norman Rockwell wrapped into one. Well, they made it to 100 years and decided that's it. The proprietors wanted to retire. And there was an incredibly moving send-off for them where they just wanted to quietly kind of turn the key in the lock the last time, walk out the door, say, that's it, folks. But instead, all their friends and supporters turned out. And of course, in New Orleans style, this big, hard town that has made it this, like, really touching send-off. But it's not the end of the story, because Terra Nova is, for those of us room, it is famous. For its butcher counter, this old-fashioned Italian butcher counter, the best Italian sausage I've ever had. The hot sausage, amazing. The green onion sausage, don't get better than that. sausage stuff, pork chops, just this loving old school way of presenting these meats, very small scale, kind of place they don't make anymore. And so them going out of business, closing down after 100 years, seemed to close the chapter on that. But the son and the daughter are bringing it back. They are going to open a butcher shop version of Terra Nova on the same property. They're subdividing it to be a little smaller. So they'll be leasing out the main part of Terra Nova Grocery and opening a specialty butcher shop and bringing back, I mean, what for me, Tommy, is the best link of sausage in town, the Terra Nova sausage. They hope to be back in late summer. So stand by for updates on that. But if you want the full story and why this place is so moving and why this tiny grocery store meant so much to the community of people who connected around it, check out my column on NOLA.com about it.
All right, somebody's looking for a great place to host a wedding rehearsal dinner in Metairie or, and nothing else, is it doesn't say or. So I guess Metairie or.
Metairie or. Okay, check out Austin's Steakhouse in Metairie. It's right over by the Vincent's Italian restaurant, and that cluster over there. They do a great job. It's part of the Mr. Ed's brand. If you can stretch it a bit, not Metairie, but pretty Metairie adjacent, Ralph's in the Park. We were just there for another summertime special. They do this, just a quick one here. They do a banging special every summer. Three appetizers and a glass of wine. This year it's $38. They kind of change the price every once in a while. It's a screaming deal. I mean, three appetizers is a full dinner, and there's a lot of variety. And the two of us went and just sat at the bar and looked at City Park across the street. And you know, we got each a different dish. So it's six appetizers for two people to split, plus two glasses of wine. And, you know, just honestly, we didn't stop there with one glass of wine. We happened to be there on Monday. It was happy hour all night. Happy hour prices all night. And so, yeah, another bargain glass of wine to stretch that evening. And it was lovely. And it reminded me of what a great place Ralph's in the Park is. This is a Ralph Brennan restaurant. It's across from City Park. It's one of the rare restaurants that has a view that's not just the beautiful room and the beautiful people around you, but actually the verdure of all those oak trees and Spanish moss across the way. And they do a specialty in events. And the whole upstairs is kind of custom designed for doing exactly what this person's looking for. It's a beautiful setting at a remarkable New Orleans restaurant with a lot of character. So that would be another recommendation too, but don't miss that three apps and a glass of wine deal this summer. It's really something to book a dinner around.
A pleasure as always, Ian McNulty. If you're looking for dining suggestions, just Google his name. You'll find a bunch of restaurants for Father's Day and everything else. He covers food, dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Of course, what he always says is do what dad likes. Don't do what you like. Do what dad likes. If dad likes pizza, get him a pizza. 9:35, 25 till 10. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to this author of a book that I thought was a tremendous idea. Hear your storyline of guided family keepsake journals just in time for Father's Day. Traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.